Next, I will ask to take testimony on House Bill 1174. Revise the provisions for municipal checks and warrants to conform with state standards.
Madam Chair, may I do that from here?
You certainly may.
Refer to Yvonne Vick, please.
Okay.
This is 1174 is the unclaimed properties and checks that are written municipals, and they want to move it from 2 years on line six to 180 days. And with that in mind, Madam Chairman, I would turn it over to Yvonne Vick if you allow that.
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, Yvonne Vick with the South Dakota Municipal League. The bill you have before you deals with kind of fixing some conflicts in current law for the way that cities and towns deal with their checks and warrants and then uncashed claims. Currently, a municipality issues a check or a warrant, and then if that is uncashed, the municipality is required to carry that check over on their books for a period of 2 years. Section 1 of this bill asks you to allow the municipality to cancel that after 180 days, which is consistent with the time period allowed for a state warrant. At such time, that cancellation is then noted in a register and kept on file just on a different register, so they don't have to carry it over in a bookkeeping procedure every month. Section 2 of the bill says that even if a check or a warrant has been canceled, the municipal governing body must direct payment of that check or warrant until such time as that amount payable has been submitted to the state unclaimed property office. Section 2 is just resolving a conflict between the municipal bookkeeping procedures that are set out and the laws that require submission of unclaimed property amounts to the state unclaimed property office. Currently, a municipality is required to direct payment of a check or warrant for up to 6 years, even though state law requires us to submit those amounts to the unclaimed property office within 1 year. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1174? Madam Chair, I'll turn it back over. We're looking for opponents.
You're finished with proponents? Are there any opponents? Are there any opponents to 1174? Seeing none, I will close the testimony and have discussion and final disposition of the bill.
Madam Chair, go ahead.
Senator Reedy, move do pass. I heard some noise down at the other end of the table, I thought. And Senator Dietrich seconded. Is there discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of do pass on House Bill 1174 signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Senator Bitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye.
I'll try consent.
All right. Senator Bitter, I saw Dietrich smile. Was that a second? Okay. It had been moved by Senator Bitter, seconded by Senator Dietrich to put on the consent calendar. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. It'll go on the consent calendar.